This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front line of the information war. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to.
It's crazy. We are the front lines. I don't say that with a power trip. I say that with a lot of responsibility. And I just pray I can be up to the challenge. I know you do as well, Dr. Drew. But they can't keep them in the dark for life. They can't hide them from the waiting world. No, they can't. You see, I'm not here to get you to believe like I believe. I'm just here to get you to get outside the globalist paradise and see it all for yourself. One can't be told about the Matrix. One can only see it for themselves. All I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more. Let's go to Better Klinger in Florida. And of course, that's where they know their enemy is the Better Klingers. They've taken our jobs. They've bankrupted everything. Now they want our guns and our Christianity so we can learn to worship them. Go ahead. You're on the air, Better Klinger.
What's going to happen?
Hey, guys.
Not going to happen. Go ahead, Better Klinger.
I want to get your opinion on a person I recently discovered. He was a former radio announcer for NBC out of Chicago by the name of Wally Butterworth. Does that name ring a bell to you?
No, it doesn't.
Well, this is back in the early 60s. He was talking about then on the radio, the Federal Reserve, CFR, New World Order, Don Burch Society. You know.
Oh, there was a lot of great patriots back then. We stand on their shoulders. And boy, those people used to get poisoned, killed, harassed. I mean, when I got involved, it was the tail end of that, man, where they would have army units come harass you. I mean, it was like really bad when I first, I was like, whoa, I mean, it'd be like just to intimidate you.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Same in the health field, too. A lot of the same type of information has been put out since the 1920s, 1930s. Those guys really took a beating. They were the ones who were killed.
Something happened, though, when Clinton left office. I got to give this to Bush. That paramilitary harassment and stuff just stopped. I mean, the Clintons really messed with you, is what I'm saying.
That's true.
What is going to happen if she gets back in? Well, I'll tell you.
I don't know. I might think about moving. No, I don't know what I'm gonna do at that point in time. You know,
man, I just don't know. Some people go, oh God, your show will get even bigger if things get worse. I'm like,
so do you think that there could be martial law and Obama stays in office?
Yeah, they won't call it that though. I mean, civil emergency. I don't know. They're just I've never seen such gearing up. I hope the gearing up is just contractors looting. I'm not saying that's good, but I hope it's just some looting going on. I hope it's just the normal scams, but it's so much more serious.
It's just on so many levels right now.
They're just escalating stuff.
I mean, the borders are open. It's just like escalation everywhere.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, at this point, I'm just like hit my knees every night.
I mean, after reading all of this stuff and then looking back at like Rex 84, the Readiness Act of 1984, all this stuff has been planned.
And now you see being implemented.
Now you see it all around. You're wondering, why is all this happening right before the election? Are we going to have martial law instituted and Obama stays in office? And, you know, you have all.
We're going to be so productive. They're holding everything back. I appreciate your call, Better Klinger. Let's go to Ryan in Montana. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Good.
Hey, I had one question. For a person wanting to do an at-home detox or an at-home cleanse, what are some things that at home the majority of people would have, or what would you recommend for a person?
Well, I just drink a ton of water, sweat a lot, go outside. I mean, what's the most basic detox?
Yeah, that's
steam rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
I put a steam room in my shower. It was like $600. Not even very expensive. That's really good for you.
Yeah, actually, you can even get ozone steam saunas for fairly inexpensive online. I would recommend reading about those. But the basic thing that you can do, your body's made of water. I mean, it's every living substance is at least 80% water. So just drinking water and not eating good organic foods is one of the best basic ways that you can detoxify yourself. You can do coffee enemas. You can do apple cider vinegar in water. You can do baking soda. You know, there's different remedies out there.
Is charcoal good?
That. Activated charcoal is amazing. Bentonite clays. Those are different types of detox methods.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me is the X2, 20% off. But, I mean, it just does everything. And some people have that iodine deficiency. We're out of time. David Knight's coming up with all the latest news and analysis. Nally News Tonight, 7 o'clock. And we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Have a great 4th coming up.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Wayne Madsen. He's going to break down the in-depth article that he had up at InfoWars.com yesterday, the EU, a powerhouse pedophile hierarchy. It's very important for you to understand where this is all leading. As we see our military and our president totally preoccupied with a tranny army, you have to understand where this is going next. And he lays it out in detail, especially in Britain, how the people at the upper echelons of power, and of course we've talked about the Jimmy Savile situation, how multiple times there were investigations at Scotland Yard that were shut down by the people at the top. The people at the mid-level and the bottom know what's going on. They try to bring this to justice, but then we have the compartmentalization at the top that shuts this down. And, of course, there's been many, many others, and he's going to break that down and talk to us about what's going on with that. But, of course, I want to stick on this Loretta Lynch issue as well and look at what has happened with the stock market after Brexit.
There's a headline came out 2 days ago. New York Stock Exchange trader says, Brexit? What Brexit? Remember, it was the end of the world last Friday. It was just 1 week ago that Britain voted to get out of the European Union, and everybody was saying, this is the end of the world, the stock market is never going to recover, and we said at the time, this is simply a bump in the road. This is an opportunity for the elites to manipulate the market for their profits, and understand that is their short-term goal. Their long-term goal is to create fear and panic to manipulate public opinion. And, of course, manipulating the markets is one way that they do that. As we point out, there was a big difference between the real economy and the markets. The markets have been repeatedly rigged by these same bankers who are in such opposition to anything that would stop their European consolidation of power. That's their project, the EU project. They're the ones who want this situation, and they will do anything they can. Of course, we've had HSBC, the company that has been caught multiple times by the Obama administration, given a hand slap when they were doing money laundering for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations, caught multiple times doing it, never went to jail. Remember, very famously, Eric Holder's Justice Department essentially said, well, it wouldn't serve our interest to revoke their charter or to send any of their officers to jail. So we gave them a very, very small fine. That was a lot of money to you and I, okay? But it was only a couple of days' profits from these money laundering things. So, you know, if you're going to go in and rob a bank, you know, what would you say if the bank robbers were, they get $1 million and they get caught and the district attorney says to them, well, I'm going to fine you $10,000 and you can go on your way. And it's like, wait a minute, they got millions of dollars out of just that one bank robbery, and they got a $10,000 fine. It's like, hey, that's a lot of money. $10,000 is a lot of money, tells you. That's essentially what happened to HSBC. El Chapo, that everybody freaked out about when he got out of jail, he had his own, the Sinaloa cartel, had their own private window where they could do money laundering. So we had this going on and on. We've had whistleblowers from HSBC talking about this, and it's not just that. The LIBOR exchange was even bigger. The London interbank exchange rates, where they can set the interest rates that your mortgages, your variable rate mortgages are based on, and the fixed rate mortgages, for that matter, are based on the LIBOR exchange. These people are making billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions off of fraud. They've manipulated every market, currency markets, commodity markets, stock and bond markets, the interest rate markets. They launder money. And then we have HSBC, one of the institutions in this corrupt gang, this corrupt cartel, saying that they're going to immediately pull 1,000 jobs out of London, and eventually they will take 70,000 jobs out because of Brexit. Oh, we need to be able to do business, and we need to be a European country company. They don't need to pull people out. They have offices everywhere, all throughout Europe, throughout London, in the United States, in other countries, even with the Sinaloa drug cartel, they have offices. Okay, so they don't need to pull anybody out of London in order to be able to do business in Europe. It is simply a way to try to manufacture pain. And so we look at this, and here's what they say in the first paragraph. If you fell asleep Thursday night, and you didn't wake up until 2 days ago, which is Wednesday when this was written, you would assume that the UK voters had elected to stay in the EU. Now, they say, as we look at this, and this was 2 days ago, it was only 2 to 3% below last Thursday's close. Absolutely nothing. Now it's come back, and we see this article from the Telegraph, the FTSE 100. That's the London Stock Exchange Index. Enjoys the best week since 2011. Bond yields hit record lows on post-Brexit stimulus hopes. They say the pound edges higher. The S&P 500 is now on track for its best week since October. But what is happening with the credit ratings? We see now that the European Union has had its credit rating cut by S&P. Understand, Standard & Poor's are the people that were at the heart of the collateralized mortgage fraud that hit us all in 2008. They were at the very heart of this because there were people, and watch the movie, The Big Short, there were people that were screaming at the top of their lungs, trying to get the government to do something about this, trying to get Standard & Poor's to do something about it. They knew. The government knew. They didn't do anything about it. Why? Why? Well, you know, that question has been asked, but just look at what they did this last week, okay? They immediately on Monday, after they had the Brexit vote, immediately on Monday, they cut the UK, the entire country, down by two notches. They went from AAA to AA. And remember, there's like a AAA, and then there's a AA+. They skipped the AA+, and they went all the way to two A's. So they took him down two notches immediately. Now, there was no basis for that. And there's no basis even for them to cut the European Union's credit rating by one level, except to create pain, to make people concerned about what's going to happen, and to try to walk back this decision that was made democratically in Britain. And I want to remind you, going back into August of 2011, Bloomberg said that the subprime mortgage bonds get AAA ratings while the S&P denied that to the United States government. Okay, this is the level of fraud that we're seeing here. They said they're giving a higher rating to securities that are backed even in 2011. This is 3 years after it all hit the fan, after everything finally blew up. And again, as I point out, you watch the movie, the Big Short, you'll see how for years we had people trying to expose this massive fraud of these subprime home loans. And here we are 3 years after it all blew up in everybody's faces, and Standard & Poor's was still giving higher ratings to the subprime home loans than they were to the United States government. They said S&P is poised to provide AAA grades to 59% of Springleaf Mortgage Loan Trust 2011. Again, this is in 2011, 5 years ago. They said this is a set of bonds that is tied to $500 million that is being lent to homeowners with below average credit scores and no equity in their properties. S&P has awarded AAA status to more than $36 billion worth of securities in the United States this year, that was in 2011, that were created by bankers who continue to gather thousands of loans, bundle them into bonds of varying risk, and pay rating firms a fee to assign credit rankings. Ah, Len, you know that last thing I said there? They pay S&P a fee to assign credit ratings. So they're paying the people who are supposedly doing their oversight. And that's one of the key findings that you'll understand if you watch the movie or read the book, The Big Short. And then 2 years later, it's still going on. And Forbes is saying, we're getting promised that the Attorney General's office here in the United States is going to expose the fraud of the S&P here. Look, it's all a fraud. It's all a fraud. These financial markets, the way that they're manipulating people is just shameless. It's what's happening as we see Loretta Lynch openly meeting with Bill Clinton, who is being investigated for high crimes, not even misdemeanors, folks. Okay, this is impeachment level stuff. And the person that ought to be impeached is Loretta Lynch. You understand? She is the one who needs to be impeached. Think about the fact we reported, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, there have been 200 days since Hillary Clinton had a press conference. 200 days. Now it's been about 210 or 14 days, okay, since that's happened. She doesn't do press conferences. She does presentations. And the press backs her up on this. Now, what we had today was the Clinton machine doing a presentation. If you pull that article back up there and look at that, that guy that's there, okay, that sycophant from the Washington Post, I believe is where he's from. Nobody is talking about who he is for the most part. He should be ashamed of himself for the softball questions, for the psychological manipulation that he did to people, for the doublethink that he gave them. Okay, it is not simply he comes in and this is done as if it was some kind of a press conference. If she'd had a real press conference, I believe even the Washington Press Corps, who basically covered for them, who did not report the fact that the FBI said, don't take pictures, don't take photos, don't talk about the fact that she and Bill Clinton are meeting together privately in a plane. There are a lot of people that are in the Washington Press Corps, and when the cameras are on them, they would have cut her to shreds in a real press conference. So what they did was they go to this little Aspen conference, and they have this guy ask her softball questions. And think about the double think behind this, okay? First of all, he asks her a question, and he says, what were you thinking? Well, she just basically says, there's nothing to see here. We're just close and old friends. We got together. We talked about our grandchildren and about his golf game and other things like that, okay? And then she goes on for a very long time. Then he comes back and he goes, but why didn't you just tell the former president of the United States to just get off of your plane? Now, you understand the doublethink that's going on here. First, they want to throw this idea out there that, and this is her alibi, that they're just meeting and it's just all about personal, catching up on personal issues. Then they come back and say, but He's the former president of the United States. I mean, you wouldn't really throw him out. That's the message that is designed for the people who cannot bring themselves to distance away from the Clintons, no matter the level of corruption. They look at that and go, oh, yeah, if Bill Clinton was here, absolutely I would meet with him. I wouldn't tell Bill Clinton to go away. That's the message to those camp followers who cannot get this corruption under their into their consciousness. And understand, too, that this is happening, as we learned from the Daily Caller via Drudge, that they are going to meet with her this weekend. You think they were talking about what the FBI has on her? That's what she knows. That's why she won't recuse herself. Not only that, but she's going to be able to overrule the FBI. Stay with us.
Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We'll be right back. Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to get back to what we know now about Loretta Lynch and some new developments that have come out. Before I do, real quickly, we have a new set of specials. Several big specials for the 4th of July weekend. Mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Here they are. 20% off Survival Shield X2. 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That is a huge saving off of storable foods. And remember, our government is doing wargaming, and the program they called it was the Food Chain Reaction. Food Chain, Chain Reaction. What happens when they do certain inputs and stimuli, as they have been doing, like bringing in massive numbers of migrants, or if there was some kind of a power disruption, something that disrupted our infrastructure? They gamed it out, and they said, well, we could see about 400% increases in food prices, massive starvation. It's one of the reasons we brought this sale back. So 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. 20% off Alexa Pure water filters, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters. You'll find all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to have Wayne Madsen joining us in the next segment. For a half hour, we're going to be talking about the EU and the powerful pedophile hierarchy that Wayne once has exposed in an article yesterday that's on InfoWars.com. By the time we've got left in this segment, I want to go back to what's going on with Loretta Lynch, okay? And I think it's very key that you understand the sequence of events as they happened yesterday. First, we had Lynch and Clinton, and remember that this is not just an investigation of Hillary Clinton. It also concerns the Clinton Foundation. Bill Clinton is also a subject of this investigation. It would have been bad enough if she had met with the spouse of somebody who was being investigated, but she met with someone who himself is being investigated. So they meet, and they're told by the FBI, all the press there are told that they're not supposed to take pictures of it. And yet we had a local reporter. Thank goodness we had a local reporter who refused to abide by the censorship, who refused to go along with the Washington establishment and cover for them, as we see from the big news sources, the big mainstream news sources who do this so they can get access to these people. That's their stock and trade, is access. And for that access, they will cover for them. They will lie for them. As I was on my way to work this morning, at the top of the hour, I heard CBS News opining. And it really was a hit piece. This is supposed to be a news piece. They're talking to Mitch McConnell about Donald Trump's negatives. And Mitch McConnell says, well, he's doing better. He's doing some teleprompter speeches that are prepared as opposed to just honestly speaking off the cuff. We like that, but he's not doing that enough. Then they immediately go to a spokesperson about Hillary Clinton. And they said, well, she needs to play to her strengths. The fact that she is so intelligent, such a great communicator, that she has all this experience as a Secretary of State. And I'm like, you're kidding me. You're kidding me. Nothing about the crime and the corruption, nothing about Benghazi. And the way they juxtapose these two things was set up to manipulate public opinion. But we've got this reporter in Phoenix, Arizona, Christopher Sine of ABC 15. And as he says in his story, he says, the former president steps into her plane. They then speak for 30 minutes privately. The FBI there on the tarmac instructing everybody around, no photos, no pictures, no cell phones. Are they going to cover for her for the rest of the crimes that she's committed as well? The rest of the crimes that Hillary's committed? Cover for Loretta Lynch? And they point out in this article here, this is Hot Air. This is the one that's up on a Drudge. They say, well, first of all, it isn't the FBI's job to tell journalists what they can shoot and what they can report, right? That's one of the reasons why they typically don't have local reporters, why it's so difficult for us to get there. If they were to tell me or any of the rest of the staff here at InfoWars, don't take pictures of them, they're meeting privately, we wouldn't stop. You know, they have to arrest us in order to get us to do that. Fortunately, we had a local reporter who was honest who did the same thing as well. And they're saying if there's nothing wrong with the meeting, then why would the FBI tell people not to take a picture of it, okay? So that's really the issue. And then I want to break down the chronology of what's going on. 7 hours ago, we had a report from Time Magazine, and here's the headline. Loretta Lynch won't overrule the FBI on Hillary Clinton email probe. That was 7 hours ago from Time.com. Now, I want you to understand, Loretta Lynch has already overruled. She likes to talk about, we've got these career investigators and prosecutors who are going to present their information, and I'm going to go with their recommendation because they're the professionals. Well, she didn't go with the recommendation of the FBI director on watch list gun control, did she? He said, this is a list of people that we're investigating. We do not want to tip our hand. We want to finish our investigation. If you block them from buying guns, if they attempt to buy a gun, that will shut down our investigation. And basically she said, you know what? I don't care. I don't care about an investigation of real terrorists. I want gun control for everybody. Then 2 hours ago, we had the New York Times saying, well, she says she'll accept recommendations from the FBI. Then the honest story comes out at Infowars.com. Lynch reserves the right to overrule the FBI in a Clinton probe. This is an honest assessment, quoting senior Justice Department officials saying, yeah. And the other part about it is, and this is what it was about, she was passing the information to Bill Clinton.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Wayne Madsen in this segment. He's going to be talking about the EU hierarchy of pedophiles. That's the next thing they're going to normalize, folks. You need to understand that. Over and over again, we see this, and it is a pet thing, I guess we could say, of the elites, people who are in power. It seems to just go hand in hand with them. We've been talking about the Department of Justice non-probe of Hillary Clinton and what Loretta Lynch will do. And, of course, as I mentioned just before we went to break, we had 7 hours ago, the New York Times says, no, she's going to not overrule anything. And then we hear 2 hours ago from the New York Times, she's going to accept the FBI's recommendations. But here's the truth, folks. Went to this just as we were going to break. It's up on InfoWars.com. Lynch reserves the right to overrule the FBI in a Clinton probe. This is according to a senior Justice Department official. And this is being quoted out by Mark Halpern. He says, from a senior Department of Justice official, Attorney General Lynch reserves the right to overrule the recommendation of career prosecutors and the FBI in the Hillary Clinton email probe. This official says the probability she would overrule is very, very low, but it is not zero. So the news is that she will not recuse despite the firestorm, saying that she will treat this case like other cases, showing deference, but reserving the right to overrule is not new. All right? You understand there's a couple of different things going on here. First of all, this meeting that she did that is in clear violation of all the laws and ethics that have governed our judiciary, an attorney general or a judge meeting with somebody who is a defendant and talking to them in private for 30 minutes, and the FBI, who is supposedly investigating Hillary Clinton, covering for her, telling the media not to report it. Let me read you something from 2007, 9 years ago. This was the New York Times saying the attorney general is impeachable, you know. They weren't talking about Obama's attorney general. No, this is the New York Times talking about Alberto Gonzalez, the attorney general of George W. Bush, because it's all about partisanship, isn't it? They're not going to talk about how Loretta Lynch ought to be impeached. They say impeachment is a bad odor in these post-Clinton days, but it needn't be. This is New York Times, 2007. Though provoked by individual misconduct, the power to impeach is at the bottom a tool that is granted by Congress to defend the constitutional order. But we're not going to do that for Hillary, are we? Okay? Understand what it takes to do an impeachment here, okay? An impeachment proceeding may be commenced by a member of the House of Representatives on their own initiative. Any one of those guys, any one of our congressmen could impeach this woman. And she needs to be impeached for this alone. There's many other things they could impeach her for, but this is enough, okay? The impeachment process, however, may also be initiated by non-members. They say, and I'm reading from Wikipedia, for example, when the Judicial Conference of the United States suggests a federal judge be impeached, a charge of actions constituting grounds for impeachment could come from a special prosecutor, or from the president, or from state or territorial legislatures, grand juries, or by petition. Let's start a petition. Let's impeach Loretta Lynch, okay? And one of the reasons I say this is because it's not just her overruling the recommendations of the FBI and the career prosecutors. She's already done that on watch lists, okay? The idea, and a lot of people on the left understand this, the idea that you're going to take something that was done in secret where there is no due process. And what that means is that you confront people with the charges, you tell, show them the evidence, they have a chance to a speedy and public trial where they can answer those charges, they can bring witnesses in their defense, they can examine the people accusing them, know what it is all about. You have none of that in the watch list. And already we have, with the no-fly watch list, we have a punishment attached to something that was done in secret that you still cannot get any information about. You can't find out why they put you on that list. You can't know how to get off the list. You can't know if you're off the list. That's been shown over and over again. And so they want to do it again now with gun control. And even though the FBI says, no, we're investigating those people, you'll kill that, she's already overruled him. So she will overrule him if she wants to on this impeachment thing. But here's the other issue. She said, if I recuse myself, then I wouldn't even be able to see what they were going to do, because she needs to be able to pass that information to Bill and Hillary Clinton. And we see now, this is an exclusive from the Daily Caller, it's up on Drudge, Hillary Clinton is scheduled to meet with the FBI this Saturday. The Bureau's interview with the presumptive Democrat nominee is believed to be the final step in the investigation of political and potential mishandling of classified information on her private email server. Was this what Loretta Lynch was passing on to Bill Clinton? Hey, Bill, here's what they know. Here's how they're going to come after you. Here's how you need to have her answer these questions. Giving him the information so they can prepare Hillary. This is a woman who doesn't do press conferences. Everything, every word that she says is focus group tested. They are preparing 2 days in advance for her testimony, for her questioning by the FBI on Saturday. And this is what this attorney general, so-called attorney general, is going to do, because she will not recuse herself. Even if she doesn't overrule this, even if she allows it to go forward, she will pass all of that information. She will be a mole for the Clinton crime machine as far as this investigation goes. That's why she won't recuse herself. That at the very least. All right, let's go to, I've got Wayne Madsen on the phone now. Thank you for joining us, Wayne Madsen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good. What do you think about this?
When I first heard about the meeting on the tarmac involving Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, my mind went back to the infamous Bill Clinton haircut, where he delayed all the air traffic at LAX because he had to get a special haircut.
That's
from a
right.
barber.
I wonder if they shut down all the air traffic while they had their 30-minute private meeting in the airplane. And understand, too, that
he had to stay away from these tarmac meetings. But anyway, the optics on this are incredibly bad. I would note that Charlie Rose, who I think really represents his favorite organization, and he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he laughed this off. He said, oh, come on, it's just a meeting between two politicians. What's so unusual? Well, news to this veteran CBS correspondent, Charlie Rose, and he should know from Watergate days, the attorney general is not a politician when they're serving in the role as attorney general.
Oh, absolutely.
Even her previous job, Lynch's, was U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. So I don't know, you know, where Charlie Rose gets off. Oh, it's a meeting. I mean, maybe he ought to go back and look at his own reporting on Watergate and all those meetings between various people like John Mitchell. Maybe he should have laughed that off as meetings between politicians when Mitchell and Haldeman and Ehrlichman were together.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, it must be senile, but why does CBS still keep him around?
Yeah, she acts as if, well, you know, on second thought and looking back on this, this probably wasn't a good idea. Come on. She is, as you just pointed out, she's a career lawyer. And so is Bill Clinton, okay? He's a lawyer as well. They know what the rules are. They know what is going on here. And I think, honestly, Wayne, I think she is passing information to him so that Hillary could prepare for her deposition with the FBI this Saturday.
I do, too. And you know, I mean, it's definitely interfering with an investigation. It's called obstruction of justice in federal legal parlance. And but, of course, you know, the Clintons will skip out of everything. You know, this is the same president who managed to parse a one-syllable word is.
Yeah.
We have to remember that.
Yeah. And of course, we also need to remember that it was about 4 or 5 days ago that we had this guy who was part of a corruption probe in the U.N., Ash, who had a barbell dropped on his neck. And it was very convenient for the Clintons, because it was just a couple of days before he was going to be testifying. They've been arresting people from China as part of this corruption purchasing stuff. And these are people that were involved with the Clintons 20 years ago when Bill was running for president. In 1996, when he was running for president, they were laundering money from Chinese businesses, from the Chinese government, Charlie Tree and other people, in order to fund his presidential race. And all of that got swept under the carpet, and this guy looked like he was going to try to turn state's evidence, just like some of the other Chinese businessmen that they picked up, saying that, well, we're going to testify and try to get ourselves off. That's the way they always roll this. They started out at the bottom. They're rolling their way up the top. This guy was desperate, and it looked like he was going to do a deal, bring this all up again, and then he dies.
I would also remind people that Mr. Ash, who was the president of the U.N. General Assembly, had been the ambassador to the U.N. from the Caribbean island state of Antigua and Barbuda. And let us not forget that Antigua was once the home of the Stanford International Bank. Now, quote-unquote, Sir Alan Stanford, he basically had himself knighted by the Antiguan government, was a big donor Democratic Party coffers. He donated to Republicans too, but Stanford's in jail now. But his bank, which was headquartered in Antigua, collapsed. Now, my question is, what does the FBI potentially have on financial transactions between this a bank that was too big and did fail because it was fraudulent and it was tied up with the CIA and the Clinton Foundation? Because we know in both cases, Stanford Bank out of Antigua was had clients in probably 80 to 85 countries. And you match that against the donors to the Clinton Foundation, you come up to around 80, 85 countries.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it might have been more than just a little bit embarrassing for the Clintons, don't you think?
Yeah, and people who, like Vince Foster, who are in a position to embarrass the Clintons, normally turn up dead.
And that was an interesting thing, too, because Ash's lawyer said, oh, there's nothing suspicious about this. I wouldn't suspect murder at all. This is absolutely nothing like Vince Foster. And it's like, what?
Yeah,
his attorney is saying, yeah, I think it's not like the murder of Vince Foster. Yeah.
He said it without saying it, didn't he?
Exactly. All right, let's talk about your article that was on InfoWars yesterday. I think it's still up. The EU, a powerhouse pedophile hierarchy. You're talking about the EU bureaucracy protecting these sex rings that are involving people at the highest level of European government.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's always been pretty well known that higher-ups in Europe and in this country, too, are involved in this sordid business. But until I was contacted in just after the Brexit vote in the UK by middle-level people in British intelligence, did I have any idea how endemic the problem was, and that one of the reasons there was this revulsion against the EU in the United Kingdom, especially England and Wales, was the fact that the people in these countries, they know what's going on with the EU, that the EU, far beyond being able to allow people and goods and services to go between national borders unfettered, it has been an awfully great thing for pedophiles trafficking in child pornography and children. And it was brought to my attention, and I remembered the Madeleine McCann case. This was the little 3-year-old girl, people may remember, that was supposedly kidnapped from her parents' apartment, resort apartment in 2007 in Praia da Luz, which is on the southern coast of Portugal. And what's odd about the case, and it really wasn't reported like over in this country, is that immediately Tony Blair got involved, who was the then prime minister. He resigned long afterwards, and his successor, Gordon Brown, who had been the Chancellor of the Exchequer, living next door to him at number 11 Downing Street, and where Blair was at number 10, both these individuals, especially Brown, was on the phone to Portugal trying to offer all of his quote-unquote assistance in the case.
Yeah, now, that's really strange.
Like the Treasury Secretary. I could see the Home Secretary in charge of MI5 getting involved in that. But what was Gordon Brown doing? And then they sent their personal spinmeister down, the media watchdog man. This man was sent down to handle the case, and later he turns up as the spinmeister for David Cameron. Different political party. Same guy, Labor, and then Conservative. And when you peel back this nasty layer of the EU, you find out that it does provide not only sanctuary like these pedophile resorts that exist in Portugal and Spain and France, but also it protects the trafficking in children and high-level cover-ups of the crimes of these pedophiles.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very interesting. You have this question in your article. Why would the staff of a British prime minister become involved in media spin about a missing little girl on holiday with her parents and siblings in Portugal? I mean, that right there is so incredibly strange. And you're going to talk about how a descendant of Sigmund Freud was involved in this tangentially.
Yeah, it turns out that Clement Freud, who was the grandson of the Austrian psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud. He was a member of the British Parliament at one time, a member of the Liberal Democrats, and was so-called humorist and a television personality and whatnot, and radio guy. It turns out that he lived not too far from the vacation home where Madeleine McCann, his little three-year-old girl, disappeared. And it also turns out now that Clement Freud was known to be a pedophile. So you put two and two together. Now, he's not the only one who was implicated in the disappearance of this little three-year-old little girl, but you look at the connections between this guy Freud, and then one of the people brought in to handle the aftermath of the kidnapping of Madeleine McCann was this guy Clement Freud's son, Matthew Freud, who headed up a PR company that was retained in this case.
So they bring in a PR flack as part of the investigation.
whose father is obviously one of the suspects, since he lived next door to where the little girl was kidnapped in Portugal.
Wow, that's just amazing. I was amazed to see in your article this list of people at the top of the British elite. Of course, we all know about Jimmy Savile, the entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
And that was shut down multiple times. There was investigation by Scotland Yard several times. Higher-ups shut it down. They had people at the BBC, after he died, did a documentary talking about his pedophile crimes. That was shut down by the BBC.
Savile worked for the BBC.
Yeah, so. Exactly. But then you also pointed out the former British Home Secretary, overseer of MI5, Lord Britton, also former British Prime Minister Edward Heath, former MI6 Secret Intelligence Service official Sir Peter Hayman, all of these different people, and that's just a part of the list that you've got there. All of these people have been involved in high profile pedophile cases. We're going to be right back with Wayne Madsen. Stay with us. This is really why a lot of these elites want to stay in the European Union. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Wayne Mattson. We'll get right back to Wayne to talk about the pedophile industrial complex. It's one of the key motivations, he believes, behind the elite trying to stay in as part of the European Union, and also part of the rebellion about the people who are middle level in law enforcement, as well as the masses, the middle class, who are fed up with the political consolidation. Understand what is going on. There's multiple levels to this, okay? We've got corrupt bankers. We've got the military-industrial complex and the bankers who run that. They want this kind of economic and political consolidation. But then there's also other things that are very powerful motivators, like this pedophile industrial complex. That gives them a great deal of control over these people. It makes them blackmailable, and it makes them controllable from a number of other aspects. Before I get back to Wayne, real quickly, we have our July 4th mega specials are now live at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge special for this Independence Day weekend. We've got 20% off Survival Shield X2, 20% off all the Alexa Pure water filters. That's from the biggest systems down to the shower heads. They're going to filter out the chlorine if you're on a city water system. Also, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters. So filter your air, filter your water, 20% off of both of those systems, as well as Survival Shield X2. And then the biggest sale that we have is 20 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods. These are all made in the USA. The best packaging you'll find in any storable foods. It lasts for 25 years. This is the way to prepare for food security. Take care of your health. Take care. Make sure you've got clean water, clean air, and storable food that is going to be available to you at a consistent price, and 20 to 40% even off of our regular price. So let's go back to Wayne Mattson now. Wayne, tell us, give us the big picture here. Tell us about the pedophile industrial complex.
Well, I would mention that one of the things the EU allowed in the, for example, in the McCann case, is that these British officials, including law enforcement, were allowed to immediately go to Portugal and interfere in the Portuguese police, the judicial police investigation of the disappearance of this 3-year-old girl, Madeleine McCann. Now, that itself is egregious. Not only did they interfere, though, they also prevented the police from actually doing their job. So basically, the police that were doing the investigation, the Portuguese police, had to throw their hands up. They issued the report and basically stated that they thought there was high level, which there was, interference in the case. And then when all was said and done, the EU got involved, and through the Portuguese government, when Portugal's a member of the EU, and many of these police officers in Portugal found themselves being sanctioned criminally and were otherwise leaned on. And so
very analogous to what we're going to see happen, I think, with the Hillary Clinton investigation. People at the upper levels shutting down the work of the honest people at the mid-level and lower level, and then sanctioning them if they go ahead and do their work.
Yeah. And the other thing about this industrial complex is we even saw U.S. Firms, including some dodgy firms, one of which was co-located with the big Washington lobbying group and law firm Patton Boggs, which is on M Street in Washington, D.C., which, you know, is the go-to place for lobbying. And one firm involved with them was also involved in suppressing or at least providing services, investigative services on the McCann
decision. It's amazing. It's a very detailed article. You can find it at InfoWars.com. You can find Wayne Madsen at WayneMadsenReports.com. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. You really should read this article. It's very well documented.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.